Good morning. We have been talking about the halakha, or the upshirin, which is the cutting of the hair of a baby boy on his third birthday. And we've also been talking about Lag BaOmer and the significance of Lag BaOmer. And we've also discussed the connection between the two. And we've established that Lag BaOmer is a fairly significant day, either because the Rashbi passed away that day, or because the Torah learning of Rabbi Akiva and teaching Rashbi and other students started again on Lag BaOmer. And we've also discussed, as we mentioned, that the halakha, the upshurim, waiting until the third year, is based on a medrash that says that a baby boy is like a tree, just like the halakhas of growing a tree, that there is a prohibition to eat the orla fruits within the first 3 years of the tree. We leave it fallow. So too, when it comes to a baby boy, he's not able to speak really, to receive a chinuch education yet. But at three, that is when chinuch starts. That's when we want to start teaching him the Aleph Beis. That is when he is Kodesh Lashem. That's the Hilula. That's the significant day that we start the chinuch of a baby boy. So the question is the confluence of these two issues, and we discuss why we have the halak and the connection to Lag BaOmer. But our question specifically today is, so what if the birthday isn't on Lag BaOmer? Are you allowed, for example, if the birthday is after Lag BaOmer, to cut the hair on Lag BaOmer, but you're not waiting the full 3 years then? Or what happens if it is earlier than Lag BaOmer? Do we push it off, or do we say, Chaviva mitzvah b'shata, the mitzvah should be done in its proper time, don't wait? So we're going to see various views of this right now. So opinion number one, the Tshuva Safar Kasta Da'anya says that we should neither make the Chalaka earlier in order to have it on Lag BaOmer, or to push it later to Lag BaOmer. And he explains as follows. He says that the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. The mitzvah should be done in its proper time. And the whole concept here of when it comes to the halakha, the upshuring, waiting till the 3 years, is that the first 3 years, the child is an RL. He's like a fruit on the tree that's not permitted. He's not able to be educated really well up until 3 years. But we have the parallel, the strict parallels, fruit. We don't make exceptions. 3 years on the tree, you can't eat it. So too, the child, we don't cut the hair in the first 3 years. Accordingly, ein lahakdim, we cannot have the hair cut earlier when the child has not hit 3 years yet. So when it comes to making it earlier, even it would be on Lag BaOmer, don't do it earlier. If the birthday is after Lag BaOmer, wait until the birthday. But how about pushing it later? How about if the birthday was close proximity to Lag BaOmer, it fell a day or two or a few weeks before? He doesn't quantify the discussion, but let's say it's not a year before, or it's not 6 months before, but closer to Lag BaOmer, should we push it off? So the Farkasta Danya says as well, not only should you not make it earlier, though don't push it off as well, because you don't want to keep this child in the status of an RL, somebody who the fruit cannot be eaten. The time has come, 3 years on the birthday, to start educating the child. And why would we extend that? Why would he extend the non-education? We want to give him his haircut. We want him to have his payas here. We're educating him about the mitzvahs of the payas. And that could have a tremendously positive impact if we start the chinuch at its proper time. And accordingly, chinuch should not be delayed. So that's the opinion number one of the Farkas Ta'anya. Don't push it off. Don't make it earlier. Stick with the date. If it happens to be that the birthday, third year birthday, is on Lag BaOmer, fantastic, great. But otherwise, don't make it earlier, don't push it later because of Lag BaOmer. The second opinion is brought in the Sefer Chalaka. He brings from a Sefer Masa Meron, a certain Maisa that happened with the Minchas Eliezer, not the Minchas Elazar, Minchas Eliezer. And it says that somebody came to the Minchas Eliezer, and the child had his birthday was going to be after Lag BaOmer. It was going to be on the 24th of Av, 24th of Menachem Av, so that's approximately 3 months after Lag BaOmer. And the Minchas Eliezer was asked, can we do the halakha, the upshurin, on Lag BaOmer, even though it's within the 3 years? And he paskin that yes, you can do it earlier, even though you still are lacking 3 months or so in the full 3 years. So we do see there that he was indeed lenient, even to make it earlier. because of the significance of having the halakha on Lag BaOmer, I would guess, but it doesn't say in the Sefer, that you could push it off as well then because of the significance. But at least opinion number two is you can even make it earlier in order to have the halakha, the upshrin on Lag BaOmer. And opinion number four, as we'll see shortly, it's a little bit more detailed, is brought by the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos of Moshe Sternbach, who was of the view that you can bring it earlier, but only in Eretz Yisrael for those who are going to Meiron. Otherwise, if you're not going to Meiron, if you're in Chutz Laretz, not coming, don't make it earlier. Stick with the birthday. Have the halakha, the upshrin on the birthday. So the Tshuvas Vanago says as follows in the name of the Chazon Ish, when it comes to the upshrin, you should not make it earlier. The default is keep it on the third birthday because by having it earlier, within the 3 years, that could cause damage. It could be deleterious to the memory of the child. So wait the 3 years out. But then he does have that carve out that if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're going to Meiron, then you could make it earlier. Why? Why would that not hurt the memory of the child? He says, because we have the significance of Berov HaMadras Melech. When we do a mitzvah with a lot of people around, even though we typically say mitzvah chaviva b'shata, that the mitzvah should be done in its proper time, but when that is outweighed by the Berov HaMadras Melech, we have so many people going to Meiron, Lag BaOmer, and celebrating that mitzvah, that would outweigh it. And he says, if that's the case, we on the one hand want to do the mitzvah on the right time, but we have Berov HaMadras Melech that's outweighing that, and we also have another concept of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. If you're doing the mitzvah here, and the mitzvah Berov HaMadras Melech, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara, somebody who's doing a mitzvah will not be hurt from doing the mitzvah. Accordingly, he comes out saying that if the people will be going to Meiron with that child, have the halakha, the upshuring at Meiron, on Lag BaOmer, then it would be permitted to make it earlier. And he does say, even you can push it later. That's a lot easier of a shaila to push it later. You're not doing it within the first 3 years. So to adjust it to Lag BaOmer, to push it to Lag BaOmer, the Rav Sternbach says that would be acceptable also. So he's saying you can make it earlier, you can, in order to be on Lag BaOmer, if it's going to be a Meiron, and you can push it off later as well. When it comes to Chutz La'aretz, he says you cannot do it earlier. When it comes to Chutz La'aretz, you can't do it earlier. You have to do it on Lag BaOmer. You stick with the 3 years. However, if you when he talks about pushing it later for Lag BaOmer, or pushing it later if the birthday, for example, is during Chol HaMoed, he brings in the name of the Be'er Heitev and the Shari Tshuva that you would be permitted indeed to push it later. So pushing it later, much easier. So in Chutz La'aretz, you can't do it earlier. You can push it later. And in the end of the day, he says, important for the day is not only the haircut, but getting a bracha from Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim, that this young child, the parent should have a schus to raise him to be a gadol b'Torah and to be a tzaddik. That is important to the day as well. Have a wonderful day.